Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Project Podcast here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth and today I am joined by Stella, who is from Greece, and today will share their experience as a volunteer in European Solidarity Corps, while it was actually EVS, European Voluntary Service. Hi Stella, how are you?
Hello, it's so nice being here.
Yeah, I'm happy
I'm
to have you.
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Where are you now? Are you in Greece or are you traveling? What's life?
Currently, I am in Greece, in Thessaloniki, at least for the Christmas season. And yeah, I'm working, but I'm working from home.
Good, nice to hear that. So Stella, I know I already mentioned that you will be sharing your experience as a volunteer in EVS, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe like your education, professional background, who are you, let's say?
Okay, who am I? Now, I don't know if I have the questions for that, but I can tell you who I've been, maybe.
Okay,
for
good,
some
good
years.
Enough.
So, I'm Stella. I'm a person who likes to really go with the flow of life. You will see what I mean by this. So, after I graduated from high school, I didn't go to any university. Actually, the first learning experience for me was my ESC, like you mentioned before. And ever since my ESC, I've been more and more involved in the European projects, not because of my ESC, but we will get into that a bit later, I think. And after that, I also started working till now. And now, 6 years later, I'm actually trying to enter university to start this journey of my life. Yeah, this is who I've been.
Nice. What are you going to study if you want to share, of course? If not,
of course. I'm going to study aerospace engineering. Mm-hmm. I've always liked space and airplanes and aircrafts, stuff like that. So it seems like the best choice for me.
Nice. I wish you the best of luck with that. I know that you and I first met in one of the Erasmus Plus projects, which was, I think it was supposed to be in Berlin, but we had to do it online because of COVID. So maybe before you get into the whole story of EBS, ESC, however you want to refer to it at this point, how did you even get into the world of projects? Because I understand that was not your first one, and definitely it was also not your last one. So how did that happen?
So actually, I faced a lot of difficulties when it was the time to graduate and actually go to university, like I mentioned, and I didn't want to follow the conventional routes like most people in Greece, just graduate, go to university, have a job, and that's the end of your life. I wanted to do something else, and I was actually interested in volunteering in Asia or Africa, something totally different than where I am now in Greece. And as I was searching for that, the sister of my best friend recommended me EVS, or ESC now, and that's how I actually found out about the European projects and Erasmus Plus, and the rest is history. I fell in love with the program, and I started making as many applications as possible, and here we are now.
It's very relatable. I also did that. I think when I graduated from university that year, I went to 8 different projects in a row.
Oh my god.
It's very difficult to not fall in love with that.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, thank you, Stella, so much. After a short break, we will be back and we'll continue talking about your experience as a volunteer. But yes, now let's take a short break and see you very soon. So hi everybody, welcome back on another Live Project episode here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth and today I'm joined by Stella, who will be sharing their experience as a former EVS, now ESC volunteer in Croatia. Is that right? Did I make
exactly
the country
right?
Good.
Yes.
Good, good. How did this experience come into your life? When did you do it? Which city? And what was the area of tasks that you were involved in?
Okay, so actually, the reason I chose this EVS, I regret it now, but it was the first one that actually accepted me. I didn't know it was so possible to be accepted, so I thought, oh my god, this is my chance. I have to go there, definitely. I don't recommend to anyone to do that, actually. By no means. Find something that is amazing and perfect for you and excites you, not like me. But still, I had a great time. I will get into that. So my EVS was in Zagreb in Croatia. It was great that it was in Zagreb because there's so many things and so many different people to meet in the capital of the country, and like, I don't know, a small village, it's somewhere in the mountains. And what we basically did was social work. What I had to do was that I would go with Croatian volunteers to houses of people, and these people were either disabled or mentally ill, or for some reason they couldn't really leave the house. So we would keep them company and do some small tasks for them and stuff like that. But also there was this secondhand store that the NGO had, and I had to work there, and yeah, a lot of other smaller projects within the project, but that was the main thing that I had to do through the entire EVS. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to stay for a year, but actually I left on the sixth month. Mm-hmm. Oops.
That's life also sometimes.
Yeah, I really recommend it to anyone. Just follow your heart. If something is not for you, then don't stay. I realized that it wasn't for me quite early, and I'm glad I left, but also I can see how it could be nice to if I stayed.
If I can ask, did you understand that the specific place was not for you, or specific roles, or did you come to the realization that, for example, the whole EVS system is not something that you should be doing?
In my experience, it was actually the kind of work that I had to do was not for me. For me, it was very mentally straining, and it wasn't what I usually enjoy. The program in itself was actually great, and I still believe it's something amazing that everyone should do. The place was also great. I was actually having a lot of fun. It was just, I just felt like I'm not learning what I want to be learning in my life, and that's how I left.
Mm-hmm. And have you considered afterwards if maybe you want to do something similar, if you have a chance, like this whole volunteering experience abroad? Is it something that you're still interested in?
Absolutely, yes. I've already volunteered more after my EVS. I did volunteering teams project because I really think everyone should do this as much as they can. And yeah, I will continue doing stuff like this for the rest of my life, probably.
Good. So generally, how do you think that volunteering has helped you in your daily life? Why is it so important for you that even after maybe one not so successful experience, you still want to go back to doing that?
It definitely put me out there more. When I started my ESC, I was just a kid leaving their home for the first time, being shy, which are all fine, but in my opinion, experiencing the best things of life comes when you're actually leaving your comfort zone. And my EVS definitely took me way out of my comfort zone. So yeah, just because of that, it's, yeah, does it make sense?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course. Also, my experience now that I'm here in Italy, although I've, like I said, been to many projects before, it's the first time that I'm really away from my country for a long time. And I don't think that there's anything that has happened in my life before that even compares to what this is like. Not necessarily always very happy and very uplifting, but this getting out of your comfort zone is extremely necessary. Yeah, and I also agree that you should always follow what's right, and it's good that you applied and you understood that it's not for you, but you followed two other directions that perhaps seemed more right.
Exactly.
And so international environment, how has that maybe shaped your personality now as a young person? For example, at university, you might also go abroad to study or do something similar. Like, how important is the international spectrum of your experiences?
Definitely super important. I remember before I got involved with this that I thought, okay, this is not going to sound very nice, but I thought that people are way too different than me and maybe a bit boring. I felt like I was an alien in my country. And then having so many experiences with people from other countries, other cultures, different backgrounds, it helped me re-see my life in general, but also how people are. It really helped me make bonds and friendships, and so many nice feelings came because of it. Because of these projects, I think now everything in my life has to have somehow an international factor, like somehow be in the international environment, like you said. So yeah, is that enough?
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, thank you, Stella, for sharing your experience. Let's take another short break and then we'll be back to finish the conversation with the main conclusions and lessons. Let's call them that. See you very soon. So hi, everybody. Welcome back on the Live Project Podcast here on Unico Radio. As I mentioned before, today I am joined by Stella. So Stella, before I let you go today, I wanted to maybe hear from your perspective. If somebody, a young person, let's say, is slowly coming to the realization that they want to pursue something similar, either an international project or even a long-term volunteering activity, but is just a bit scared, how would you encourage that person? Because you've also mentioned that the experience that you took upon, it was not the right thing for you to do. So in the end, you ended up leaving your EBS project beforehand. But I understand that that experience did not completely crush your view and outlook on the whole system in itself. So maybe what would you, how would you encourage other young people to do that?
Okay, so if I had just one piece of advice, I would say that just do it scared, if it makes sense. Basically, something, let's say I'm this person that you're describing, for example, and I found this nice ESC, but I'm super scared to go. I've never left my country, blah, blah, blah. Something brought me to this project, something attracted me in this project to apply in the first place. And by the way, apply, there's nothing to lose. You can apply to 200 projects and one of them will definitely be for you, if not many of them. I would say just go for it. It's okay to try, and it's okay to then realize that something is not for you. It's okay to fail. Everything is okay, no matter what circumstances you end up being through. Like, you will learn so many things from this. And it's not just the things that you will learn because of the nature of the ESC, but you will learn things about yourself, about your own culture, about your own country, even though you have nothing to do with these things anymore. So yeah, just do it, even if you're scared.
Good, very wise words. I agree with you completely. So thank you so much for joining me today and everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been super fun to talk to you again. I was very excited. Yeah.
Oh, for me too.
So everyone who joined us today, thank you for listening. If you didn't get a chance to follow this conversation from the beginning, then definitely look up the recording on the Unica Radio website, and definitely stay tuned for the next episodes. We will be back with more stories from local and international volunteers, and also other topics such as human rights and raising awareness about them. See you very soon.
Bye.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.